Now I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids. The cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue, because the more you can physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tension drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now think about your breathing. Noticing your breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away. As you think on down through your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. As you sink further and further into your chair or into your bed. Think down your back now, and along muscles either side of your spine. Just let all those muscles relax. And your waist. And your main thigh muscles as you think on down through your knees. Down through the shins and calves. Just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes. All the muscles of your body, beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. I want you just to let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy and comfortable. Now I want you to imagine you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house. A house like a stately home or country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and shoulders, not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down, from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase. A step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time you get to 0, you'll be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry, there's plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Deeper still. Your breathing becoming slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just let go. 4. Becoming calmer and calmer. 3. Calmer still. 2. Deeper than ever. And 1. All the way down to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet, as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seem to envelop you. And there's a gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions. With beautiful shrubs, to elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain that seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft grassy bank. And just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter, so light you feel you must surely begin to float on air any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of colour. A warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift. Suspended in warmth and colour that seems somehow unreal, and yet at the same time has a comforting, familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and orange, soft muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets you can ever imagine. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow. a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist in the same way as we usually know it. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forward in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future. Or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. And it gradually begins to seem to you, you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish. This wonderful, relaxed feeling. Just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle flowing colours, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You're still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards. Lower and lower, softly sinking down, down to this beautiful rainbow. Becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realise you stop floating downwards. And you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake. A large tranquil lake surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs and grasses growing at the water's edge. And everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marvelling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being. As you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity it seems to be constantly changing colour. Subtle changes blending so smoothly. It's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep soft violet, or when deep violet becomes a relaxing translucent green. The changes of colour fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small smooth rock. And just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, a fish, maybe, just something, breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with others and making new, ever-changing patterns. You realise that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge, and while you are here, you are part of everything, and everything a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And now, your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself. And this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now, more and more, you become aware of the transformation taking place in your personality, and you're adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you're learning to act boldly, realizing you are fully capable of making the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day, you become more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realize you're going to control your thoughts, control your feelings, control your actions and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and relaxed way. You know the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know you are directing your life now. And you know life can bring the good things to you. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness and happiness is yours. And of course you feel better each day because you're happy. I want to remind you, your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course it all now depends on you, because you, and only you, can allow the thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel. And how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with the awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind. And day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all of your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance, to be allowed to become a shabby second-rate carbon copy of somebody else's. For this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game, because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within, while you relax. You may, of course, wonder how your subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objective you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, and this is understandable because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we have been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore. A veritable treasure house of health intelligence and life understanding. the way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws. For whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around and focus your thought on energy on how you want things to be rather than how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all that thought energy from the problem so you attract the solution. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want. And what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself as though you've always been seeking it. And somehow, it's always been seeking you. Seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. So make a moving picture in your mind. A picture of you as you see yourself having accomplished all the desired changes. The unwanted patterns of behaviour have ceased. Everything is as exactly how you want it to be. See it. Feel it. Know it. Experience it. Everything just as you want it to be. Picture becoming clearer, brighter, bigger. The new picture dominates the screen. Brilliant, beautiful, wonderful. And leave the picture in the mirror of the mind to serve as an attracting force, and it will. Just want it to happen. Know it can happen. It happens. You struggled with your problems in the past and tried to outrun the shadow of your past conditioning. Now you can relax. Just relax and create the attracting force from the stillness. And be amazed at the quality of success you attract. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind will now carry forward from your child to your adult life. Free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available, will always be seen. Now, while you're pondering on these thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were three nomads out in the desert, and they were preparing to sleep. It was pitch black in the middle of the desert, and they were getting cold. They parked their camels and taken what they'd needed from the saddlebags, pitched their tents and rolled out their sleeping mats. They were just about to settle down for the night when their attention was attracted to a curious glowing light on the horizon. As they watched, the light brightened. It gained intensity. It gleamed and glowed and glistened, galloping towards them, until it filled the whole of the night sky. And they knew, each one absolutely knew, they were in the presence of some kind of divine being. And they waited for the words which they knew would come. And the words came. And the words said, "Go forth into the desert, gather as many pebbles as you can, and tomorrow you'll find you are delighted, disappointed, and very, very curious." And that was it. There was no more, only silence. And the light receded back from where it had come, a until all was dark again, except for the twinkling of stars high in the black night. And the nomads were furious. "What kind of god is this?" demanded one. "Gather pebbles? Who does he think we are? Menials? Rubbish collectors? I belong to a proud race. I should stoop so low." Another added, "Now a real god would have done things differently. A real god would have shared secrets with us. Would have told us how to eradicate poverty and suffering, or how to prevent global warming, or how to irrigate the desert." "A real god," said the third, "would have given us the key to success, given us winning lottery numbers, shown us how to become rich and famous." But perhaps because the memory of the purity of the light, or the resonant authority of the voice that spoke the words, the nomads went out into the desert, still grumbling and complaining, but gathered a few pebbles and threw them grudgingly into the depths of their saddlebags. And then they went to bed. The next morning dawned fine. The nomads rolled up their sleeping mats, dismantled their tents, stowed them in the saddlebags and set off for the next oasis. They rode with the sun arcing high overhead, across steep dunes and through deep rocky canyons. They rode all day until, as the sun sank in the west, they saw its reflection glinting on the lake at the centre of the oasis they sought. And as they went through their ritual they went through every day, they parked the camels, pitched their tents and unrolled their sleeping mats. And then one of the nomads went over to look for something in his saddlebag, and as he rummaged, his hand closed around something small, round and hard, a pebble. And when he pulled it out, to his amazement, discovered it was a diamond. He couldn't believe it. And he searched for and pulled out others, calling his companions, and they too found that all their pebbles had become diamonds. And he could imagine how delighted they were, until they realised how few they had collected the previous evening. He can imagine how disappointed they were. But after a while they got to thinking about the meaning of all this. These pebbles, which the previous night they had considered so worthless, were now precious. And they began to wonder how many other things in their lives, things they previously considered of little or of no consequence in the past, might have a value that they hadn't discovered or considered yet. And they began to get more and more curious about discovering meanings under the surface of things, which now they were beginning dimly to apprehend with growing excitement and wonder. Now, each and everything you do, you'll do better than you've ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control. Calm your mind. Disregard troubles. And you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent and confident. You are your own person, is that not so? As you leave here today, you go forth into the world, looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are, unique and special, your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that are really important and to recognise what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person you are, and you'll be happy with all that you have. Yesterday has gone, and with it's gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow's but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live, and then that too is gone. Either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours. And you will you not? Now, if you're listening to this in bed, and you want to carry on sleeping, then do so, carry on into a lovely deep sleep. But if you're listening to this in the day, then I want you to imagine coming back to that garden. Back to the garden with the birds and the shrubs and the trees and the staircase leading up to the house. Now, as I bring you up that staircase, I want you to come back to the room. One, two, three, becoming more aware of my voice. Four, five, six, being more aware of the room and the sounds outside and inside. Seven, eight, wiggle your toes and fingers. Nine, back in the room. And 10, open your eyes.